Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck and I am your host, also joined by Shad Marquitz as my co-host this weekend and throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, with all our daily editorials and company updates. This weekend show, we are focusing a lot more on the resource sector and diving into some of the resource stocks, especially in the precious metals sector, in terms of where some of our guests see opportunities and also their trading strategies. Look, after a pretty bad week for commodities, especially precious metals, 2 weeks ago, this last week was much quieter. We did get a little bit of a bounce in gold, but it wasn't much, and that $1,800 level seemed to be a top for this week, at least right now. Shad and I are kicking off the show with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. And Dave, let's dive right into some of these shorter term and actually balance that out with some of the longer term charts for gold. Look, again, 2 weeks ago, gold went through kind of a waterfall decline right above 1900 the whole way down to, just below 1800, around 1760 actually. And we did get a little bounce this week, but again, nothing to write home to. Dave, what are you taking away from this recent action in gold? Also considering it is summer and you know what? Gold's looking kind of weak.
Yeah, Corey, it's been an interesting past few weeks in the gold sector. We had a false move out of the triangle where it broke out of above that 1850 level. And it broke out slowly and got towards 1900, got above 1900, got up to the area where it started trading at the beginning of the year. And then once the Fed came out and didn't necessarily do anything, all they did was a bunch of jawboning and go from basically not talking about raising rates or tapering to now thinking about doing that. So this set off the algorithms and stops were ran, and the gold price got all the way down to that 1760 area, as you said, very quickly, and it erased all of last month's gains in just a few trading sessions. So we had an outside reversal on the monthly, which looks very ugly on the charts. So and now, as you also said, the gold price hasn't really bounced much. What it's doing now, it looks like it's creating a bear flag. And today is Thursday. We're talking after the close on Thursday. Tomorrow is the last day of trading in futures and options for the month. So I wouldn't be surprised if we get another hit down tomorrow into the weekend. And if that 1760 area gets broken, eventually I wouldn't be surprised to see that 1675 area tested. Sure, it's oversold right now and we could get some bounces in between there, and we probably will, but the silver price is now leading also lower. It's showing relative weakness. The miners are showing weakness. The majors especially, there's a lot of profits being taken out of the majors. You got the stock markets continuing to make all-time highs. Look at the NASDAQ today making an impressive move to an all-time high. So it looks like some more consolidation is in store for the gold bulls.
Well, Dave, I just have a quick question for you. Do you think it was significant that when gold did get up to that, around that 1920 level, which was the prior high in 2011, that it just happened to sync up with the Fed speech, and that was a significant resistance point, kind of a memory of where that old all-time high was? Do you think that was significant?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because anybody who got into gold as a safe haven play at the beginning of the year, they're selling it. They're even on the trade. And there's no need to have any safe havens as the market continues to go higher. So that was a good place for them to get out. So that added selling didn't help gold either. Absolutely.
Well, and on that weekly chart, too, because of kind of the roller coaster ride gold has been on this year, for fading for the first 2 months of the year, taking a month in March to kind of move sideways and then rising for two more months, it didn't get to a new all-time high, at least on that weekly chart, and then all of a sudden started that waterfall decline, it still technically means that gold is in this downtrend that's now longer than 8 months. It's closing in on a year now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's going to need more time to consolidate. I mean, that was a huge move that we had to its all-time high. Especially in the miners, the miners went up 180% in 4.8 months. So that needs a lot more time to consolidate, and we're also going to need reasons for investors to get back into this sector. And it's not coming from investors worried about the stock market, worried about losing stock market gains as it continues to make new highs. So we're just going to need some more patience. The fundamentals are still bullish for the long term. Gold can even come down and test 1575, 1600, and still be in its long-term bull trend. I don't expect that to take place, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out either. So with all this uncertainty around right now, I've built up some cash on the bounce here. I recommended my subscribers to do the same. So we've got summer doldrums going on here, and we all know what happens during the summer doldrums. You know, volatility comes into a lot of these stocks as the volatility pretty much dries up, a lot less trading, people go on summer vacations. You know, the last few years they haven't been able to go on vacation. So a lot of these people, a lot of people are going on vacation and they're not going to be trading. And it's a great time to put instinct bids in your favorite stocks. It's a good time to have some cash and wait around to chart your favorite stocks to see where's a good place to come in. You know, the gold market is famous for making these false moves. It always makes a false move in the opposite direction before it makes a big move. And it happened in 2016. It happened in 2019. It looks like it's going to happen again here. I wouldn't be surprised to see that area tested, that's 1575, 1600 area tested, which also lines up with the 50% retracement level from the move from late 2015 from 1045 to August of last year to 2089. The 50% retracement is 1557, I think. So I wouldn't be surprised if that takes place. I'm not predicting that, but it wouldn't shock me now after what's happened this week.
Well, Dave, just circling back around to something you just said a minute ago, you know, it doesn't seem like the generalist investors are interested in the sector, and many of them did just liquidate positions, right near that Fed talk. If they were back up mm-hmm. at that level, they probably cleared them out. So what do you think it's going to take to get – what kind of a fundamental driver would have to happen to get generalists back in again? Because they've also dumped the senior miners as well. We've seen a pullback at a lot of the majors. Do you mm-hmm. think it would be the general stock markets pulling back down again, as you alluded to?
I think it will be the general stock market pulling back down. Yes, because we've been saying it for quite a long time how overvalued it is, overpriced it is, how it just keeps defying gravity, and all these things that are taking place outside the market with these Doge coins and NFT things going for crazy valuations, and it's just crazy time out there because of all this money floating around. And I think just in generalist investors need to be a little bit scared to get back in the gold into gold again. But if you take a look at the physical gold prices, you know, the premiums are still high. You know, you don't go down to the coin shop and see people lined up around the block to sell their gold because it's gone down $150. I mean, people aren't rushing to sell their physical gold and silver. Those premiums are still there. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about this Basel III coming up. What's it going to do to it? There's on the one side, you have the banker saying that nothing much is going to take place. It might even hurt the gold price. And on the other side, you have a lot of pundits in the gold space saying that it could be a game changer. You know, I'm not smart enough to know enough about Basel III to know what it's going to do to the gold price. I'm just looking at the technicals now, because I like to follow the technicals of gold, because they pretty much follow the technicals to the T. And the technicals are telling me right now to be cautious and have some cash built up for some bargains that are coming our way in July and August. Because as I mentioned before, these false moves take place. They've taken place in the past. And those other dates that I mentioned where we had the false moves in 2016, in 2018, 2019, before the big move higher, There's one caveat that you could say that wasn't happening at that time. Those false moves took place. Juniors were not cashed up. They needed cash, and now they're cashed up. You know, all the quality juniors cashed up at the right time, and a few of them cashed up right before this smash. So juniors are flush with cash. Majors are flush with cash. They're making boatloads of cash, even at $1,600 gold, with the average all-in sustaining cost about $1,030. So we know that these majors are going to have to replace these ounces sooner rather than later. And we know that M&A's day is coming. We've talked about this ad nauseum. But the thing is these juniors are cashed up, and they're going to be able to de-risk these projects further. I would just say that maybe you should be staying away from optionality plays right now. Those are the things that I lightened up on in my portfolio and advised my subscribers to lighten up on, which is projects that need an $1,800 floor are going to be sold here. So this is a good time to maybe build up some cash, you know, to get into higher margin projects, higher margin juniors that are de-risking higher margin projects that maybe you missed that are also being thrown out with the bathwater here.
Okay, so the big takeaway being build up cash right now, because there still could be some more downside in the underlying metals price and even all those short-term headwinds that we are seeing here that we've outlined. We can summarize them. Looks like a bear flag, false breakout, waterfall decline, silver leading lower, majors are getting sold off, and U.S. markets, there's a more risk-on attitude, right? So all of this is going, unfortunately, in the face of the precious metals here. But then, Dave, you balance that out with those longer-term arguments that we do hear a lot from the gold community saying, well, inflation's picking up. That is valid. We also have central banks. They continue to print money. So there is that long-term holder for some of these, I guess, longer-term investors. But then when it comes down to the stocks that you're picking, you say ditch the optionality plays, wait for bigger sell-offs and maybe the companies that you like. Are there certain areas that you like? Are there certain stage companies in terms of exploration companies that you like? Because you are right. Broadly, they're all cashed up.
Yeah, I mean, I do like earlier stage plays right now that recently cashed up. That are drilling right now, and they're going to have some news flow over the next, you know, a few months. I still like the companies that are de-risking high margin projects that are at the feasibility stage or even at the shovel ready stage, but they have to be higher margin. There's a lot of these companies that are at that stage that need an $1,800 floor before these things are going to get built. So of course, keep an eye on those. And if they get ridiculously cheap and you believe like I do that eventually the gold price is going a lot higher, you'll be able to pick those up very cheap, I think, in the next few months. Because, you know, the gold market is famous for making major bottoms in the July-August time period and in the December time period in tax loss selling. So that period is coming right up here, that July-August period, and we've just had this waterfall decline, and if this is indeed a bear flag on the daily charts and the gold price is going a lot lower, then you could look for your favorite juniors to go a lot lower as well.
Okay, Dave, we'll wrap it up here. Unfortunately, kind of a down note, at least in the short-term sense, to start off this weekend show, but you can't deny what those charts are telling you. And also just where the money has been rotating recently, too. It's a recent change in terms of sentiment in that sense. Dave, great chatting with you as always. Again, Dave writes the Junior Minor Junkie newsletter. Also joins us on a weekly basis on the show to recap some of the stocks he likes and what's going on in the metals market. Dave, great chatting with you, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, you too, Corey.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.